Welcome to your home for all the nerd news you need to know. Welcome to AU Radio. Joining us week at the Caterpillar Cafe, we won't call it a comics corner, George.
Well, hello, everyone.
Howdy. Joining us this week, we have Beth.
Heyo.
We have Drew.
What's up, guys?
You sound so far away. Of course, on the control panels, we have Sam. I, of course, am your plucky sidekick, Donnie. This is season 2, episode 45. What's new this week, guys?
That's a very good question.
It is.
Something about meth crocodiles or alligators?
That's for the underground files, folks. Okay. Go check that feed out.
Seeing where I can cop it. Hours.
You're not audible.
You're really far away, Drew.
You got to put your phone closer to your head.
Okay, then.
Yep, we lost him.
So, I did hear a rumor this week that we have new Magic the Gathering coming out. Can anybody confirm that?
Yes, yes. That can be confirmed. Drew, are you with us?
Yeah, is that better?
Not really.
A little bit.
Well, a little.
It's the best that we can.
We'll make do.
Yeah, 2021 is coming out, and it's going to be the new core set for Magic the Gathering. Like, the best time to get it.
Absolutely. And to tack on to that, Drew was planning on being out of town, so I've been handling a couple things in the meantime. But for any of you Magic fans out there, we have oodles of promos to go along with the 2021 core set, and actually a couple things that we've had already in the works. Wizards of the Coast, the people that make Dungeons and Dragons and Magic, have really tried to go out of their way to help us out. They sent us a box of promos that was meant to give away to customers. They have a couple of really cool cards in there. It's a promo that's literally called Love Your Local Game Store, and they have like a whole hashtag and everything for it. So if you come in and buy like literally any Magic product, we have a promo to give you just because we wanted to, or they wanted to make this like feel a little less bad all around, if that makes sense.
Cool. And if somebody didn't pre-order the 2021 set, will there be some available at the store this week?
Limited quantities, yes. So if you really, really want to get some, try and let us know sooner than later. It's a little late today to let it, well, I guess this is going to come out tomorrow. Yes, as soon as you can, let the store know.
All right, you heard it here first, folks.
But yeah, up to and including, since we can't host a regular pre-release right now, we will have a limited number of the pre-release kits that also have some fun promos and stuff to go along with them. So yeah, that's the long and short of that situation. But yeah, we'll be around. Feel free to call over the weekend, and you know, if you guys are looking for fun promos and cool stuff, we'll have some for at least a little while.
Wait. Was there also some new D&D stuff that came out this week?
I believe that it's next.
Next week?
Theros, essentially Theros Beyond Death, taking the Theros plane and bringing it to D&D. Actually, way more excited about this one. This magic crossover.
Then the last one, the Ravnica Guildmaster's Guide.
Yeah. Ravnica is too close to Eberron, in my opinion. I would have just had a copy of Eberron, but I'm really excited for the Theros to bring a whole different flavor to it. They've already got this will help kind of expand.
Bad connection is bad.
We are losing you a little bit in and out. I'm going to just, in light of what you said, so Ravnica does have a little bit more of that steampunk infused with magic kind of a feel, which I believe is what you were getting at. I'm not trying to talk over you. We just couldn't hear you very well. Whereas Theros kind of has a little bit more of like a pantheon of gods that influences the world a little bit more. And while that's definitely a component of what Dungeons and Dragons does, it's going to be a little bit more involved and a little bit more in depth, I think, in its like utility, like in how much you can actually use and kind of manipulate those powers and ideas.
Yeah, and the fact that it's all Greek based to begin with, so that'll help add on.
Absolutely.
Yep.
So yeah, I guess while we're on a bit of a gaming subject here this week, one of the other big news stories that's coming out of the gaming industry is that a company, for those of you that are not familiar, a company called Asmodee North America has a lockdown on like a good like third or so of the gaming industry, up to and including Fantasy Flight, who does literally all of the Star Wars gaming that hits the gaming market these days. Drew, I saw you chime in for just a second. Was there something you wanted to add?
Oh, so with the Asmodee thing is that they've kind of just realized that they're big enough to do their own thing and that they're going to be doing their own distribution from here on out, helping us out and helping our community a little bit more as well, just making things better for us.
And that when it comes down to it, to the customers, it shouldn't end up making a big deal. That availability that was somewhat questionable here in the last couple of months should get back to normal. There's been a very painful transitional period between Alliance Distribution, which is who had been handling the Asmodee games. We're talking so many of the most popular board games out in the current market right now. If you look up online Asmodee America, you can figure out all the games that are under that umbrella. And so when it comes down to it, we will have the same access that we used to. It's just weird right now. And we've had a lot of customers calling in, like asking for games that we just can't get our hands on at the moment. But that should change in the hopefully near future.
Didn't I read also that DC has cut ties with Diamond Distribution and are now using a comic shop to do their distribution?
Yeah. There's chaos in all forms of the industries that we deal with right now, except for books. I think books are still doing okay because you can write books on your own.
Books are solid. We can go with books.
Yep. No, but yeah, with games, with comics rather, DC has, they made what seemed like a super knee-jerk reaction to cutting ties with Diamond, who's been the monopoly of comic distribution in at least the United States, and I think also the UK and some parts of Europe, but I'm not as sure on that one.
So I'm kind of surprised that Amazon hasn't offered to pick up the slack. With them owning Comixology, you think they would be chomping at the bit to be a distributor for some major players like DC.
So I think
That's where they'll end up.
Could be.
Possibly, but I know Amazon has such a bad reputation worldwide for not necessarily looking out for their people as much. I think DC wanted to get what ended up happening, just so that you know and the folks at home know, they picked two different shipping distributors that can handle. One of them is more focused on the West Coast. One of them is more focused on the East Coast. They're called Lunar Distribution and UCS Distribution. And they are dedicated to distributing DC's comics for them. And that's going to start in July. So we'll see how it goes. I set up the accounts for our store to have an account with each of those. I wasn't sure if availability from them was going to be different or anything like that. So we are set up to start getting comics from them. But our account at Diamond is a little bit less than secure right now. I mean, we'll be eventually be able to open it back up, but we just haven't been able to yet. But yeah, so we'll see. Diamond being the distributor that's going to continue on with all the other publishers. And then I think we're going to go with Lunar Distribution. They're supposed to be the ones that go with the West Coast stores.
Have we heard when comics will start returning to the comic stores?
So they have started returning to comic stores. And we have an account that is currently on hold with Diamond, who will be filling comics up to, I think, this week or maybe next week. And our orders that we've had on hold should all be able to come in. So we shouldn't miss any kind of staggering amount of comics for our customers that have happened in the meantime. We just don't know. I've been trying to talk to Diamond for weeks now, and it takes about a week to get a single answer at a time from them. So I just don't have as much information as I would hope to have. But one day we will start getting comics in again, and it will be wonderful when that can happen.
So will it be like we're going to end up with a staggering amount all at once, or are they going to actually stagger it out like normal, or how's this going
to
work?
I mean, it's hard to say how things are really going to end up. There is a chance that we might get a really big backlog at once, and we will make sure that people know that we have a lot of comics for them to pick up and stuff is going on. But until we know more, it's hard to give any firm, like, set idea of what's happening. Right. It's just so hard to get an answer in all this crazy COVID stuff that's going on.
Okay, so if you do have a pull list with adventures, just stay tuned, I guess.
Stay tuned, and also let us know. It would be incredibly helpful to hear from our customers that you guys are, like, you know, chomping at the bit to get comics back in so that we can maybe start to get an idea of, you know, what we're going to be looking at when we open back up as a store, because, you know, stuff is weird. People yeah. are in different situations, so.
My problem is my pull list has become such a mess, and I've just been yanking stuff off the wall that I think I'm going to have to start completely over with my pull list.
So if you give us a call, we can sit down and go through that.
Yeah. Well, absolutely. Like I said, the problem is not knowing what's out there anymore. So
right.
That'll be fun. Do we got any other gaming news that we want to go with? Or
sorry, a couple people were talking there once. Donnie, I heard you ask if there was any other gaming news. What did somebody else say?
Oh, I said that Donnie should just come and pick up a preview. You know, old school style. Take the time, look through it all.
Oh man, I haven't looked through a preview in probably a decade. That'd be awesome.
Right? That's what I'm saying. It's been a minute to know what all's out there, and this is a good time with the COVID and all that to kind of take the time to see what you are gonna want when comics are coming back and things like that.
Well, I will be down this week to do that then.
For you, Donnie, or for anybody else, and that's a great idea, Drew. That should have been the first thought that we had. But I am 99% sure that you can find a digital copy of that catalog online. If nothing else, you can find the same information that's in it online, just not in a really nice, like Shopko style catalog of, you know, all the different goodies and things that Diamond offers. You know, or no, I'm thinking the Sears catalog. Sorry, the Sears catalog.
Neither of which exist anymore, at least locally.
Right.
Like, I think we just lost like 2/3 of our people knowing what we were talking about.
Right. So, anything else in the game world that we want to discuss, or?
Yeah, Magic's just coming in, and that's about it. With Magic and D&D, they're the only ones who are really kind of pushing for new product releases right now. I think a lot of people are holding off on their releases till it's a more appropriate time for them and people can actually gather and play games together and hang out. And so I think that they're just trying to take it slow.
On top of that, and this is not meant to belittle any of the smaller publishers that are struggling right now, because I know that the struggle is real. We realize that as a small business. But when it comes down to it, Wizards of the Coast in the Magic and Dungeons and Dragons departments are, it'd be hard to say they're not some of our gaming staples, and they're kind of helping us pay the bills right now. And we're going to love getting back to the smaller publishers and the little guys. But right now, I hate to say it, but we just don't have the, you know, the wherewithal to bring in every last product on the face of the planet.
Though we wish we did.
Okay.
Cool. We got some news, Donnie?
We do have some news. Transformers War for Cybertron Siege is set to premiere July 30th on Netflix.
Hey, cool. They're finally doing another Transformers project.
It looks good. I saw the trailer.
Is it animated?
Yes.
Cool.
So that's something to look forward to. And Kevin Smith has been posting a lot about his He-Man. That's getting close to being finished.
I remember hearing about that like a year ago. That sounded like a super fun project.
Yeah, he's really hyped about that one. So you can check out his Twitter on everything he's been posting about it. We should be getting a trailer for that really soon.
Nice.
There was a trailer for the new animated DC movie coming out, Superman, the Man of Tomorrow. Yes, we get to watch Superman's origin story once again, because we haven't seen that a thousand times.
So do you happen to know, without pressuring you too much, mm-hmm. is that based on like some other comic that had come before, or are they just kind of trying to reinvent the wheel for the
I don't know for sure. I'm not a huge Superman comic fan, but it looks like it's based on a property. I'm not sure which one. If there is a Superman Man of Tomorrow comic out there, let us know.
So Alan Moore wrote a story called Whatever Happened to the Man of Tomorrow, but I know he was also just called that for a long time. Yeah. So it's possibly just going off of that old name.
Yeah, this is, from what I've seen, this is a lot of like right before he moved to Metropolis and he still wasn't wearing the suit, that time zone. They did show Lobo is going to be the bad guy in it, so...
That's a choice. Okay.
Right. We'll go with that. What I thought was weird is they said that DC Universe presents this. This is the first DC Universe movie I've seen with that label. So a little odd.
Oh, wow. Hmm. They have a pretty... I recognize at least a few of the people on voice cast. Zachary Quinto is on a voice.
Yep. I'm not sure which voice he's doing. I didn't look at the IMDb, but... yeah, we'll get the trailer posted on our Facebook page. It's like a two-minute trailer, so you can check that out.
Yeah, I'll have to look into that and report back to see if they maybe based that on something.
That would be cool.
Some a couple other of DC things that I at least saw is that people are saying that it's based off of the year one timeline.
It kind of looked like that. I haven't read the Superman year one. Or I did, but it wasn't this year one, if that makes any sense. The one that just came out.
Yeah, okay. Frank Miller just did a year one story, didn't he?
Well, wasn't the one where Superman joined the military and got kicked out, wasn't that a year one?
Yeah, that's the one I'm talking about. That's the one Frank Miller did.
Yeah, it's not based on that by any means. It's totally different than that, which is unfortunate because that was a great story.
It took some weird turns, but I liked it a lot more than I liked a lot of other Frank Miller and Superman stories. Yeah.
After he left the military, it really got weird. But up until then, I thought it was a phenomenal story. So
yeah, me too. Indeed.
Rumor has it that Michael Keaton will be returning as Batman in the new Flash movie coming out.
What? Wait. Voice acting or real life?
No. The Ezra Miller Flash movie that was leaked this week that Michael Keaton will be Batman.
Oh my god! So,
are they playing with the cosmic treadmill in multiple universes? And
I think it's supposed to be a Flashpoint story.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
They're tackling Flashpoint?
That's the rumor.
Wow. Yeah, I guess, you know, as far as stuff goes, if they're looking for a cosmic reset on their DC universe, that's a really good excuse.
Yeah.
And like they did it with the Flash show and did a pretty decent job over only 4 or 5 episodes getting kind of the grasp of what was happening there. So that could be a really good restart.
So that on the show, it was Crisis on Infinite Earths, right?
No, there was... They did a Flashpoint season 2.
I know they did Flashpoint, but more recently, that crossover one was a total riff on Crisis on Infinite Earths. They had so many different words.
Yeah, it was... I honestly enjoyed, for the most part, that whole crossover this year, so...
Yeah, that was really good. I just finished it maybe a week or two ago and was really pleased by it.
Let's see. Bruce Campbell has promised that there will be a new setting for the Evil Dead reboot that's happening.
Ooh.
What?
I thought he hung up the chainsaw hand for good.
I thought he had two, and being a reboot, maybe they're casting someone younger and he's just attached as a producer. I
hope that they do what happened at the end of the show. Did you guys see the Evil Dead show?
Yeah. Hold on. Yeah. I haven't finished it. You know what? Go ahead and spoil it because it's my fault for not finishing it. But I really, really liked that show.
I can't spoil it and live with myself. But
okay.
It's it's worth getting to the end. And I was like, wow, I really hope they would just keep going because that sounded dope. He goes into the future. I'll just tell you that.
Yeah. Okay. I got super close. I don't know why I never finished, but I loved what I saw of that show. I with the ashy slashy stuff and like the puppet that comes alive and all that crazy crap. Great show. Great show.
I would be stoked for a new one. And I'd be okay if he hung up his hat and just was around to like help with it and stuff like that. Like that'd be fine with me as long as they're keeping his kind of input, you know?
Yeah. So a rocket-firing Boba Fett figure is set to go for $250,000 on eBay this week.
Oh, my gosh.
Right? The original?
Yeah, the original, the one that they pulled out of production after a couple thousand were made or 100 were made that actually had the rocket-firing technology to them.
It blew a flamethrower kind of a thing?
Well, no, it shot a rocket from the back of the action figure. The original ones did. And then after they realized you could shoot your eye out, they actually made it a solid piece where it wouldn't come out. So the few that still exist, they're worth some major money now. Also up on the auction block, we have a rare Pokemon card, a Japanese one, set to fetch $100,000 at auction.
Which one?
It's a trainer card that you got if you won a tournament back in...
Which one, Donnie? Which one?
I don't know. It was in Japanese. Was it written in Japanese?
Never mind.
Hold on.
Okay. No, you're fine. You're fine. No, the 8-year-old young memory of myself going to a Hastings and going and getting like a birthday Pikachu promo card. And then the guy writing on the card to ruin its value made me so sad.
It's called the Illustrator.
Oh, I have no idea what that card is. I don't have that.
Like I said, it's written in Japanese and it's got a picture of, looks like somebody drawing something.
I'm sorry I yelled, Donnie. I apologize.
It's okay. Like I said, I should have researched it more, but I figured nobody actually knew about it, so.
That's fair. It's
the kid from season 2! Sorry, that was probably really loud.
What?
It's the kid from season 2, I guess it'd be technically the third season, when Brock drops out of the party group and they get the dude who does all the drawings. It's supposed to represent him. I recognize that art piece that he does.
Oh, well, deep cut for the Pokemon crowd out there. That's awesome.
Oh, that's super sick. Ah, I want one of those. I don't even really play Pokemon.
Well, for $100,000, that one could be yours.
I don't have that kind of money.
So the Hamilton trailer for that's coming Disney Plus next week? No. Next month, 3rd of July.
That's almost next week.
It is next week. So the trailer dropped, and Lin-Manuel had said that he had to compromise a little to get a PG-13 rating. So two of the f**ks have been cut from the movie so the kids could see it, is what he said. He left one in. He left one out of the three in, and actually it's not that he just says something. I don't know. I've never seen it, but
all I can think of is Hudsucker Proxy, and just for kids.
But so Disney Plus, July 3rd. Yeah, Hamilton.
Yeah. I'm going to watch it, finally. I've never seen it before or listened to the whole thing from start to finish.
Amanda has listened to the soundtrack like a million times, so she's really excited to finally get to see it.
Yeah, and I was gonna say, I don't think anybody who didn't pay $500 a ticket has seen it quite yet.
Right, right. Let alone with Lin-Manuel actually in the production, which I believe is the version that they're going to show, right?
Yes, yes. It's an actual Broadway version, the original cast, so.
Which is particularly cool because I think Lin-Manuel has actually bowed out of being Hamilton in the show for quite a while now.
That's cool.
So, yeah, you get to see that.
The extended cut that nobody has ever asked for is coming to HBO Max. That's right. 2005 Fantastic Four movie is getting an extended cut, and for some reason, it's going to HBO.
That just popped up on Disney Plus.
Wasn't that movie really bad?
Yeah. Well, all the Fantastic Four movies haven't been great.
Can I ask a question? I want to ask a question. Uh-huh. Who in this chat right now actually watched that movie?
Which one was that?
Fantastic Four?
The new one with like Michael B. Jordan as the.
Oh, I saw it.
George. You did?
I saw it.
Uh-huh. Nope.
LT. Oh, okay.
I've seen the Roger Corman original Fantastic Four movie that you could only get a bootleg version of. So
yeah. Okay. I didn't ever actually watch the new Fantastic Four. I just never got around to it.
You're not missing anything.
Okay.
Yeah, it was about
in any sense.
About as good as the first one.
But yeah, I can't understand why it would be going to HBO Max at this point if they're the DC channel instead of Disney Plus. So I don't know if Fox gave certain rights to HBO before the sale.
The funniest thing that came out of the last couple of weeks of stuff was that John Oliver on HBO loves to trash talk his business daddies.
Right.
Like he'll badmouth AT&T for being their like parent company all the time, and it's great. I think he called HBO Max a garbage fire on one of his episodes. But anyways, so bright side of HBO Max, they have all of Doctor Who. If you ever wanted to watch at least the modern Doctor Who and maybe even old Doctor Who, but everything from like the 2000s reboot up until what they have out is on that service, which I think is kind of cool because I am a longtime Doctor Who fan. I don't talk about it that much.
It was available on Amazon until recently. Boo.
Yeah, yeah. Well, some of the more recent seasons you'd have to actually buy, but apparently it's on HBO Max as a streaming just with the service.
Yeah. Pokemon United MOBA is to feature 5-on-5 battles. So if you like Pokemon and you want to play a MOBA of it, that should be coming out real shortly.
If any of our listeners out there want to get down on that with possibly me, you know, maybe give us a little chat or a little drop in the comments or message us at Donnie.
No, don't message him at Donnie.
No, not at Donnie. But sorry, I can't remember. podcast@advunderground.com.
If you notice, I always throw that to somebody else because I can never remember it. I've been on this show for 3 years and I still don't know our address. Brooklyn Nine-Nine had to scrap the entire season 8 script and start over due to current world issues.
So I heard that they had 4 episodes written, not in the can, but written, and they decided to go back and just start from scratch from the beginning of the season because there's no way you can do a cop show right now and not try and address at least some of the social issues going on right now.
Yeah, so they basically are starting completely fresh, which they got time right now, so.
Right, yeah. Of course.
Let's see. Netflix is being sued by the Arthur Conan Doyle estate over a movie about Sherlock Holmes' sister.
Mm.
There's a movie out right now on Netflix, and it's got the girl from Stranger Things playing Sherlock Holmes' sister. And apparently they didn't have you know, permission from the estate to do that. So
what? So you can write as many Conan Doyle. You can write as many Holmes stories as you want, but you can't touch his family. Is that it?
I don't know. I thought at this point, most Sherlock Holmes stuff was public domain. So,
but maybe when it goes out of the writing and into the, like, the familial relationships, maybe that just becomes off bounds.
Maybe.
Or maybe she's a newer character.
It could be.
And isn't quite out of that copyright.
Maybe. George
I'm R. just surprised Martin. We didn't hear about. Sorry, didn't mean to cut you.
No, no
I'm
problem.
Surprised we didn't hear about a Sherlock story with Eleven as the sister.
No, she's been doing a lot of movies that are kind of falling through the cracks. So.
Hmm. You said George R. R. Martin.
Oh yes, he says that Winds of Winter will probably, maybe, hopefully, be released in 2021.
Wow!
Wow!
That's the most promising news I've heard in a long time. It was from him that he said that?
Yes.
I don't believe it.
It's not the only time he's made a promise like that.
But if it's the third or the fourth time, you know, we can start trying to believe that getting the same results out of the similar situation isn't going to drive us crazy anymore. Right?
I've been That's waiting. No. I've been waiting for over 9 years. I'll believe it when I can actually put my hands on it.
It's real this time, Beth. It's real.
No. Wait, 2020, we have meth alligators and cocaine pigs. I do not believe that that's coming out next year. I'll buy it.
We can always.
It'd be more believable if George R. R. Martin wasn't currently working with incredibly large video game company to create probably their next three video games.
Right.
Elden Ring.
Well, he had already worked with them. I think he's done with them. Like he worked with them to establish the lore, and then that was it.
That does track. I mean, that seems like the kind of speed that, like, I don't like to
just drop away from their creative people like that. Like, he might have helped start the lore, but they'll keep bothering him about things to make sure that they keep things in a way he wants to see it too.
Okay, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that George R. R. Martin has been so distracted in the last, like, 5 years with doing events and doing fundraisers and doing things. And I bet he's still doing a little bit of that. But if any of us have time to sit down and write, he is among the people that has been limited in all the other stuff that distracts him, that maybe this year he'll have time to go through and do those second and third pass through edits and reviews and things and revisions. And maybe by like Christmas of next year, we'll get this book.
George, I really want to like your optimism.
What else is he doing right now? I don't know.
He's still rich off those HBO bucks, dude.
Well, yeah, but...
Well, so there's a theory. The theory is, and I think it makes sense, that because he's stated in the past that he hates the internet because everybody's come together and figured out all the stuff that he has, all the you know, the theories in the books. And I think he's rewriting a lot of what he had planned just so that a lot of it we won't see coming, which I think is
so you think,
hopefully not.
You think
happen.
He's reading the comments too much? You think he's just reading too many comments?
Oh yeah. He's stated it in multiple interviews.
Oh no.
Yeah.
George, don't do that.
So, you know, and with what happened with HBO and that travesty at the end, I think that he might be under an extreme amount of pressure to, you know, live up to it.
Make it better.
Yeah, make it better and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I just don't want him to croak before he finishes it.
Right?
Okay. Since this is, we're needing to stretch for time, I want to ask this quick question. How many of us on this chat have read all of the books that are out so far?
Yes.
I have.
Beth, Sam, myself, Donnie, Drew?
No.
Okay, totally okay. The amount that they diverge from the books is insane with that TV show. Like, they hit a lot of big story arcs, and they do them pretty well most of the time. And it can be argued, and I can't dispute those arguments, that they really kind of went off the rails at the very end of the show.
Well, they had to. It actually starts like season, I want to say it's somewhere in season around
four.
Season four.
Those seasons that were going off the books, and then the writers didn't have anything.
Then they just continued.
Yeah.
Which is why I actually never watched past season four.
You're not missing
waiting. I'm still waiting on the books.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna throw myself out there, as I regularly do, as in the minority. And though it's different, I was able to keep my brain space away from the books and what I thought they were gonna be, and just let the end of the show be what it was. And I liked it. I will throw myself out there and say I liked the end of the show. I didn't think it was perfect by any means, but I liked it. And I just can't wait to see what Martin is able to do, if he can manage to finish them, with what his version of what that should or will become in spite of what has happened, I guess is what I was trying to say.
It'll be definitely interesting. I just want to read the next, you know, whatever I can get my hands on. And then I probably will actually go back and watch all the rest.
I will say that Peter Dinklage's performance is worth the viewing time. Like him in and of himself. Not to cut you off. I'm sorry, Beth.
No, it's cool. I was, you know, honestly, in the first four seasons, like everybody else in the universe, I was blown away by accuracy in a lot of ways of storytelling, of what you actually pictured, or what I pictured the characters to be like in the books. So like there was a lot that the show definitely had going for it. I'm stubborn, and I want to read the next books before I get too far into the seasons, because they're not written yet.
Nope. Right. And none of us can blame you, I'm sure.
I started reading the books halfway through, I think it was like season two. And I think it really spoiled my whole outlook on the entire show, because the books are just so much better than what the show became.
Mm-hmm. I could see that. I spent the summer after graduation reading those while I was getting paid to work. So it was a really great way to kill the summer of 2012. But getting to watch the show, the couple of seasons that I did see, was like, think of it as like, you know, that like side fix. I was just waiting for the book to come out, so I'd watch, you know, the season when I could get access to it.
Totally. No, that makes sense. And I think all of this just reminds me of a long time ago at Adventures Underground. We had a shirt that was like a film reel on a red shirt. And the film reel was like coming off in like a wave, like out the bottom, like it was going into something. And it had words draping the film reel that said the book was better.
Nice.
And it just, it tracks. It almost always tracks. I wish I'd bought a shirt, but I missed it, and we sold that of them, and I didn't get one.
So let's see, Cyberpunk 2077 is coming to Netflix as an anime.
What?
In 2022.
Cool.
Well, you know, we'll get the game before we get that. That only got delayed a month or two until September, November, maybe October, somewhere in there.
Got delayed till November 19th.
November 19th.
Yeah. I wasn't to play that like a day or two after my birthday, and then they delayed it on. That wasn't a thing I was excited for at all.
Oh. It's the company, for those that don't know, that play video games. It's the company that made The Witcher 3. And if anybody's played that game, you kind of know how amazing it is.
They are also responsible for the Tal'Dorei games, Witcher RPG now.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
They have their hands in that pie.
It's CD Projekt Red, right?
Yes.
For The Witcher and for CD Projekt Red. They're getting ready to... They're reproducing a bunch of old Cyberpunk stuff that Tal'Dorei Games is kind of getting their fingers in, and then the Witcher RPG that they just started up, all of that, they're phenomenal.
Cool. Universal is rebooting Twister.
Why?
What? Jesus.
I'm not opposed to this because if you go back and watch that movie now, the special effects are so cheesy compared to what they get away with now that I think it'll look a lot better. But that's just me.
I kind of feel like that was the charm of the first one, was that it was, even at the time, I remember it was just super.
I loved that movie when it came out.
I'm going to say, I also am in the late 20s range, and even though I was a kid when it came out, I like that movie. I'm not sad, I just am like curious as to what their inspiration was.
Yeah. Twister. Honestly, I thought it was a great disaster movie, personally. Final bit of news I got. Magic School Bus live-action movie that has cast Elizabeth Banks as Miss Frizzle.
Oh my god, that makes a lot of sense. I can see that.
Right?
I am super okay with this. I will have to relive an old nickname from my cousin for a bit, but I'm ready for the Magic School Bus.
And what was that nickname, Drew?
My cousin Kyle, as much as I love him, and with a little speech therapy, he's fixed it, but he couldn't say my name correctly for probably 11 years of his life. And I was Drool. My parents call me Bus as a nickname. And so commonly he and his dad would call me the Magic Drool Bus. And so that'll rear its ugly head all over again. But I am very excited for a live action movie of it.
You know, Drew, that's a very big stance to take. You know what? It's like, you know what? Damn the odds. I don't care.
It also gives me a good time to mess with Kyle, because he's not super sensitive about it, but he does know that it was super irritating to me. But it kind of is a two-way street for us now.
Nice.
So Beth just posted a thing about the next reboot will be dark and gritty of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I also read an article where they're introducing yet another new turtle to the franchise. Will be a yellow turtle with what looked like Wolverine's claws. So
that's a common ninjutsu weapon.
It is, but
so if he's actually growing the claws, I'll have a problem with it. But if it's like a gauntlet thing that he wears, I'll be okay with it.
Does he have a Renaissance artist name?
I didn't get a chance to check out the article, but I would assume so if they're going to, you know, keep it in continuity.
I would imagine.
But that's coming to the comics soon.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I think they just introduced a female turtle, if I'm not mistaken.
I was going to say that.
Wasn't it?
The what?
Didn't they introduce the pink turtle or?
Yeah.
A while ago?
A little while ago, in the last year or so.
Okay.
But yeah.
I hope that the new turtle's missing one ear and his name's Van Gogh.
I agreed.
That would be
I want him to be Van, and I want him to just like have a constant bandage over one of his ear holes. And they're like, what happened to you? Don't talk. Don't ask about it.
Well, you guys got anything else to talk about, or?
No, I mean, things are incredibly stagnant. I guess what I want to say is, I'm sorry, we haven't had the most riveting of topics to talk about, but we are trying to do our best and keep you guys entertained for the short amount of time we can do so each week. And thank you for continuing to tune in.
And join us next week, where I've heard a rumor that we have a special guest coming next week.
Oh, yes.
Do you want to tell him?
Sorry, I really didn't. I was just trying to hype you up. But yeah, sure. Local comic book writer slash artist slash rapper named Javon Jordan is going to be on our podcast next week. We're going to talk about his recently funded Kickstarter for his comic book called The Sav. He just funded the third issue of his series, fourth in total, but there was one shot that kind of came in between. Whenever we get the chance, we will be stocking all of those again. We may be running low on our stock, but we'll be talking to him and making sure we get that back in. But he's a great guy. His rap is no joke. Feel free to look him up. His rapper name is Illest Illuminati. We'll have to maybe give a link in our description of this podcast just to give you an idea of what you're looking at. It's not for the faint of heart, I would say. You know, if you like some solid rap, then give it a shot. If you're not a huge rap fan, then maybe check out his comic.
So hopefully when the store returns back to normal, we can get him in to do a signing and
absolutely. That'll be one of the first things we're trying to get done as far as our comic events are concerned. Awesome. Other than that, and figuring out Free Comic Book Day, whenever that's going to actually happen.
Yeah. His
comics are so good too. Like I don't read nearly as many comic books as I should, and I bit and grare my teeth every time that he says that that Kickstarter starts up for his next issue.
Drew and I, in fact, we're going to brag. Drew and I were the 200 and 201st backers of that Kickstarter.
Very nice.
Yeah, I was super stoked.
So, yeah, look forward to that.
Perfect. Sam, thanks for doing all the editing this week. I'm sorry that I added to the work.
That's fine. You get a pass.
Thanks.
Only you, though.
Drew, thanks for being on. Can we have you back sometime?
Sorry for having so many problems with my setup.
Once we get back to normal, nobody will care. Beth, as always, thank you for showing up and bailing us out. And George?
Donnie.
George?
Yes, Donnie. It's been a pleasure to be here.
And it's always a pleasure to work with you, George. And with that, folks, we are out of here.
Nothing can kill the Grimace.
Nothing can kill the Grimace. Nothing can kill the Grimace.
You've been listening to AU Radio. Music is provided by CubbyAndBenSound.com. Views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Adventures Underground. AU Radio Podcast is a production of Adventures Underground. Copyright 2018. All rights reserved.